Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario. I'm one of your hosts, Brendan Segalo, being joined with me, as always,
by Mike Cannon.
And also, Mike Feeney.
Oh, you said the end also.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we do that or do you do that?
I don't know. But we got a guest right now. The wonderful friend of the show. We love her so much here. Yeah. Put your hands together. Ladies and gentlemen, Maddie Smith coming to the stage.
Wildin'.
I was in Wilmington this weekend, North Carolina. They started wildin'. They do the wildin' chant. I was like,
now what is that? Is that what that is?
The wildin' chant?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From wildin' out.
You just started.
Never go to a dentist's office?
I thought they were going like, oh no, that's
you never been on an airplane?
You know who I'm thinking of? Jerry Springer. I was thinking of
that's Arsenio Hall. Yeah.
Oh.
Jerry Springer.
Okay, so a little
Jerry,
bit closer.
The name.
If you're new to the show,
we should restart.
Welcome.
This is our best start yet. Yeah. Actually, unfortunately.
Also, nobody mentioned that Brendan started the show in full Tom DeLonge for some reason. He's like,
what's up, everybody?
He definitely thought I was on morning
Where
radio.
Are you? The podcast.
That's his safe space. Those are like his big daddy sunglasses. It's his Tom DeLonge voice.
Yeah. Tom DeLonge or Jack Black.
And he's wearing a blanket. Or Tony Soprano.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tony Soprano is so comfortable. But I think it's mostly the eyes. Becomes the dude guy. Let's get into some questions. What do you say, guys? What do you say, folks?
I love that.
All right, let's do it.
We're ready.
If you want to submit questions, go to the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. We give those people preferential treatment. So if you want to do that, do that.
Yep. And we have about well over 200 hours of backlogged stuff and nothing coming in the future. So
enjoy. Merry Christmas.
Support the show, please.
If you somehow manage to get through all that, tweet at us. Yeah. And we'll do more.
Yeah, we'll make more once you watch it.
It is now the Disney vault. Okay.
Little mermaid.
Okay. This first question comes from Henry Dunn. Hey, here's the scenario, boys, and Nicole. Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. We did do that question. Cannon didn't delete any of them.
You didn't delete a single one, huh?
Well, I can't see her eye. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You could see her side eye.
Yeah. Because it's just one eye, and it looks like she's putting it up to a fucking keyhole looking at me with judgment.
Okay.
I can feel it on my back.
Also, this is episode 100.
Episode 100. Oh, my God.
They said it couldn't be done. They begged for it not to happen.
Are we that old? We said it could never be done. 100 episodes.
I mean, I've started at least 3 other podcasts that have not reached 100 episodes. So it feels good to be here.
And I have multiple that have.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I've also done well over. Yeah.
Boys, how do you feel? 100 episodes.
You know, I'm just happy. I'm happy we all still love each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What a guest. I'm happy to have Maddie here to celebrate a century.
That's really awesome.
We've known each other a long time.
Long time.
All of us, yeah.
Long time. We used to be rep by the same people.
And we were like, they're great. And then a year later, we were like, what the fuck?
Would you consider your eyes hazel?
Yeah, I think they're hazel.
Because I have hazel eyes too, but yours are very, you have a very, yeah, like yours is like a, it's like a brownish, like a sagey kind of a thing. It's very.
Yeah, yours is like light diarrhea.
Yeah.
Feeny's is a bit more autumnal wonder.
Yeah.
And yours is puddle of shit.
Mine, puddle of mud.
Hell yeah. I need to feel you.
Oh, I wanted you alone and you're solo for that one.
What's that song? Blurry?
Yeah, how does that go?
How does that go?
Blurry
yeah.
goes.
Give it to the man.
Everything's so blurry and everything's so clear.
Your eyes are the color of shit.
Yeah, that's a little song for you for the number hundy.
A little ditty.
What do you feel about 100 years? Episodes, I mean.
100 years? Much like 100 years, I wished for this to never come. No, I'm happy, man. This is great. Working with pals, doing work, having a friend. One eye.
Babies.
Sucks when she doesn't smile, right?
No.
See it?
No.
Yeah.
And she's burying her head, and I don't know if it's while punching her own thigh to get her to stop feeling.
No, what? She feels... just a lot of hate.
Yeah? Right. Is it anger?
I wouldn't say so. You guys project the anger on
you.
Yeah, I don't believe the anger.
I think we project the anger on you and then it becomes real.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Typical man, crazy making behavior.
Yeah. Nicole, you're so crazy. Everyone says it. You're acting crazy.
That's right.
Crazy.
Everybody that comes into the studio is like, what's with your moody producer? I'm like, dude, we're just crazy.
What's with your brooding...
Brooding, she's in the corner and everything's so clear. Like, Nicole, we're trying to record this.
Cut my life into pieces.
It's not a phase.
Shut up, Mom.
This will be her last pod.
How do you feel about 100 episodes?
It's great. I came on at like 23, I think.
So. Okay.
Oh, so
that's
you're
a lot.
So you have no. She's so behind. You're not allowed to celebrate.
Celebrating 27.
Yeah.
That's when you're allowed to cheer.
There's a wage gap.
Yeah.
There is. There really is.
Okay, so
something
I found the
should
questions.
Be done.
This one comes from Brian G.
Oh, G Money.
Brian G.
All right. Hey. It is a Thanksgiving question, which I think we're over.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving side dish boxing card. You must eat the winner and you cannot eat the loser. What is the undercard? I think he's just answering something. This is too hard for me. I'll admit
talking
that.
To himself.
That's too hard for me. It feels like he's talking to himself.
What is this? All Barstool right. Sports King?
Not enough question
Dave
marks.
Portnoy?
Ding, ding, ding. Thanksgiving side dish boxing card.
Okay.
You must eat the winner and you cannot eat the loser. The undercard. Sweet potato casserole with marshmallow topper versus creamed corn with breadcrumb topper.
I mean, okay.
So we pick one to eat?
Yeah. Give me the sweet potato.
Me too.
Sweet potato.
Close.
Like, what are you
I
talking
don't
about?
Like breadcrumbs on my dishes.
I hate it.
Really?
And let me just say
really?
When mac and cheese has breadcrumbs, I fucking scoop that shit
let
off.
Me yeah. say that for, hey, really? You get your panko out that's of hilarious. My mac and cheese.
Me too.
I hate
what
it.
What an insane way to express that feeling.
I don't like breadcrumbs.
I don't like when it's on lobster. Sometimes it'll be on
corn?
Lobster.
Sorry for interrupting. But agree about
fish?
Lobster.
Yeah.
When he said cream corn, I said, okay. And breadcrumbs,
No, yeah. Cream corn. Cream corn sucks.
I don't mind a breadcrumb.
You have just yellow slurp that stays in your shit. Dude, I don't eat corn in general because it just shows up in your feces.
Really?
And I know that's a real child, like, can't, like, what is that? Tactile whatever thing? Like, I can't do it. But even worse is runny yellow tie-dye streaking through your brown turf.
Well, it shouldn't be tie-dye color. That's a major...
Yeah,
no, tie-dye, I'm talking about in terms of how it spreads throughout the turd because it's no longer solids, you know, clunks.
I have never seen my shit look
You know what I'm saying?
I think you might want to see an internist for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's mixed with blood.
Yeah.
It's cum, definitely, I don't know.
Definitely see a gastroenterologist after that.
Is that no good?
Oh.
Thanks, man.
Gastroenterologist?
Okay, big words.
Oh,
I don't
my
even
God. That means you've had something wrong with your butt.
Absolutely.
Oh, anal fissures.
You've had fish? Dude, I said it on the Skankfest podcast, but I really was like, if I got back from Vegas and it hadn't stopped, I was definitely going to an asshole doctor because I had just a hemi that popped and would not stop. And it was just pure red streaks of like makeup on every wipe.
That's the problem. You're pooping a couple times. You know, you're pooping once or twice a day. And you're going to if it's a slight tear, you're just going to keep reopening. There's no time for it to heal.
I like the tear, though.
I never had a hemorrhoid.
So we're all picking sweet potatoes for the first one. What's the next card?
In this corner, Brussels sprouts with bacon versus green bean casserole.
I'll take the Brussels sprouts with bacon because the bacon's put it over the top for me.
Brussels sprouts also kind of is good.
They can be good.
I am over Brussels sprouts. They're on every fucking menu you go, the sprouts.
But you want green bean casserole?
I like green bean casserole.
Oh, you're a fucking freak.
How about this?
What about this?
Yeah. What about green bean casserole with breadcrumbs?
No. Thank you.
I like a breadcrumb. You can like put it like that, lick it a little bit.
It doesn't taste like the dish you ordered.
Literally.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
How about if you had the dish you wanted? How about I give you mac and cheese and then put a bunch of sand on top of it?
I know.
They do breadcrumbs on top of mac and cheese.
That's what we're talking about. We hate
that shit.
We're very anti that.
The breadcrumbs on the mac and cheese gotta
go. I want my mac and cheese to sound like pussy.
Yeah.
And does my pussy.
Yeah, but your pussy does have a crunch.
Yeah, and breadcrumbs on it. I don't know how.
No, all you go yeast. Now.
Oh, that's what that is?
All the yeast.
But anyway, Brussels sprouts.
No, I'm doing. But I'll take Brussels sprouts with bacon. That's fire.
Oh yeah. So that's. Are we all two for two on that?
Four for four. It's not you versus us.
No, I'm saying no. We all agreed twice on both cards.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Ding ding. So far. Brussels sprouts have had sort of like the kale thing where their publicist has gone out and spent extra money and gotten them on the cool list.
They're overdone.
And now it's enough. We get it, you contrarian menu freaks. Yeah.
Enough.
You know what I think? You know what I think is due for a real resurgence that I think is like going to be a real popular thing?
What?
The potatoes?
No, the potatoes has never gone away because it's always there in various forms on every menu. I think that cauliflower.
It's
their hardest.
Big one.
What?
No. Cauliflauer.
That's already
Cauliflower was good.
Cauliflower pizza. Andy Haynes has an entire goddamn bit about how cauliflower is having a moment.
Are you not on the reels?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to just steal his points and repackage them as my own podcast.
But if I were to.
Or will I?
Will I? Or do I do it every day?
But it's completely true. It's the pizza. They are buffalo wings now.
Yeah.
They're like crispy on everything.
Rice.
Cauliflower rice.
Now that sucks. And I've had it before. It just is like, it's like air.
It's air.
Yeah.
They had it at Chipotle for like a week.
Ugh,
I didn't see that sucks coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now and I was like, here we go.
I'm anti-cauliflower, but I do think that it is time for it to have some shine.
All right.
Cauliflower? Cauliflower's been in the shine.
It's been shining, dude. It gets all the gigs.
Yeah.
They do have their own cauliflower down at the downstairs at the cellar. Oh, it's apparently phenomenal. Yeah.
Unreal.
I just had the marinated eggplant bruschetta last night from downstairs. Changed my entire life. I'll get it every time forever. Can't believe I never saw it on the menu. It's the best. And I'm not even a big eggplant guy.
What? I like eggplant.
Oh, yeah, you love that.
Yeah. Put that shit right in my peach. Know what I'm saying? I don't do butt stuff.
Wet emoji as well. three waters emoji. I also don't like the word casserole, by the way. Not a big fan of casserole.
Brendan plowing through Sagalo.
Mr. Plow, what's my name?
Jerk.
Mr. Plow.
Dude, we should get you a Mr. Plow jacket.
That would be pretty fucking cool, actually.
Yeah, if it wasn't like $300, I'd do that for you for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like a varsity jacket?
Yeah, like the varsity.
Like, no, it's
and it was
like,
a cool
like,
jacket.
It's
too.
Kind of almost like it's got like the fur on the neck, doesn't it? It's like a winter coat, almost like a Wolverine's coat, Wolverine's coat. You know what I mean? Like the leather with the thing. I think.
Oh yeah, Wolverine's coat was like $5,000 minimum. But...
Bring up the Mr. Plow jacket from The Simpsons.
Bring up a real one.
Wait, we have one more undercard and then the heavyweight championship of the world.
Oh, okay.
Let me guess. Turkey and stuffing.
I'm actually getting kind of pumped.
It's gonna be
take that, Brian G.
I bet it's going to be stuffing versus mashed potatoes. It's going to break my heart.
Damn. All right. Next one is crescent roll versus buttermilk biscuit.
Oh, I love a buttermilk.
Oh,
I just had a crescent roll on Thanksgiving. They're hot. They're delicious. They're soft. You get the Pillsbury ones. They go pops right out of the thing, which scares the shit out of you a little bit. I didn't know they pop until this just did.
That's what happens when I unzip my jeans.
You get a roll that pops out.
You get it right out of the oven. Yeah, crescent roll.
Got holes in it.
Steaming hot butter on it. It melts in. Give me a crescent roll.
I'm into it.
I just tasted it on my tongue. So crescent roll, 100%. I couldn't have been more team buttermilk biscuit. Dude, before you said the butter thing, and I'm like,
if we all agree, we should do a Thanksgiving dinner together.
And put all of
this stuff together.
I'm going to make sure I don't agree with this one. And now for your heavyweight championship of the world.
Bing, bing, bing.
In this corner, wearing brown, stuffing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Versus.
Damn it.
Can
only be
a cultural staple for at least maybe four members of this table.
He's bringing him out.
Fighting in the blue trunks. Cream in my mouth. Potato.
Da, 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 da.
That was so funny.
That dude ain't losing, man. Mashed potatoes all the way.
It's so hard because, like, stuffing is, like, legitimately my favorite thing about Thanksgiving. I love the stuffing. My mom makes, like, stuffing with, like, you know, you make sausage in with it and stuff like that. It's got sweet. It's got crispy. It's got salty. It's soft, like mashed potatoes. I almost feel like I could have a turkey and substitute mashed potatoes with additional stuffing and have pour the gravy on it because it kind of almost has mashed potato-like texture, and it's got sausage in it.
I tell you what I've been doing.
What?
I have been mixing mashed potatoes and stuffing and gravy.
Throw that in my
vein. You've got a shepherd's pie over there.
I did it at Thanksgiving, and crew like immediately leaped on and was like, I am totally all about this, whatever you just did, because I basically made a giant mess, but it's like a savory menstruation. It's just like chunky and runny in all the right places, and you just toss it back in your gullet and it doesn't taste like nickels.
Now if it's for
pussy sucks.
Yeah.
If it's for one meal. if it's just for Thanksgiving, if it's for one meal, I'd love to try to go one Thanksgiving with just the stuffing and see what happens. Now if this is every Thanksgiving for the rest of their lives, I do feel like I might have to relent and go mashed potatoes. However, when else are you having stuffing on during the year? It's basically only Thanksgiving. I feel like if you take the mashed potatoes, here's why I'm going stuffing, which by the way hurts me to say, but here's why I'm going stuffing, because stuffing, you're still getting the sweet potatoes. So you're still getting a potato. You're getting the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows, so you're still getting a potato. It's too many potatoes. Give me the stuffing.
Sure.
Because it's too many potatoes. What?
I'm sorry, I definitely just got a ticket.
Oh, fuck, dude. How much is the ticket?
Probably just $65. Now,
boy.
What do you guys? What say you?
I'm going stuffing. I'm actually not a huge MP fan. I feel like too often there's not enough, they don't make
Judge.
It right. There's not enough. Yeah.
Not
I
enough.
I want it to be salty, buttery, fucking.
Yeah.
Too often, it's not what I want, but stuffing.
Yeah.
So consistent.
Yeah.
I'm a girl. I'm into my bread, and I'm saying carbs. Yeah. So I'm going stuffing.
Do you know what mashed potatoes I really want to just pack into my asshole until I die?
Right.
Is the ones with the purple skin. Like it's mashed
potatoes.
Yes.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Dude, can I sometime make you mashed potatoes? I got a family recipe for
mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
I'll go to your house right now.
It's the secret is a lot of butter and a lot of milk, and salt. But literally just pounding out the own. It's crazy.
I smashed potatoes with my father-in-law. He like held my hand and did. He's like, "What a fucking limp-wristed queef you are!" Dude. He's like, "Just smash the goddamn potatoes."
You fell like that woman in the wine video where she's like,
I'm hurting it. Or like you're like Nathan Lane in the Birdcage. You're like, I pierced the toast.
Dude, I've done that before. Where have you ever like gone to put your hand down and you miss and you just land on your shoulder?
Yes.
You're just like on the ground. You're just like,
we
can't catch your breath.
That
absolutely
happened to me.
I just broke my arm a month ago.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You're already out of.
Yeah, it's healed. Believe it or not.
What was it? The elbow.
What are you, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Does it feel weird when it rains?
Don't tell anyone.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Now, what did you break?
What did you break again? Was it the shoulder?
My humerus. The irony.
Not so funny now.
Because I'm comedian.
Humor.
So you tell me.
How did you do it?
I fell off a treadmill.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Oh my God. Yes. I know what that is.
What is it?
It is a T-R-E.
Careful.
D.
Oh.
Damn. I thought I would get it. T-R-E-D. Well, no.
It's an A, right?
Now I'm not
A-D.
Sure.
He got it wrong.
M-I-L.
L.
L.
Bubba.
Oh, Bubba.
Now I'm not sure.
You know, I have a weight problem.
What? There's for sure an A.
There's a company named Treadmill, I think, with no A then, right?
No.
Peloton?
Yeah.
Peloton. What do you want?
That's wrong. All right.
What do you say? What's
satisfaction? What do you mean?
Stuffing or mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes all the way on that. But I'm willing to fold to stuffing. You know, if everybody wanted it, I would go, that's all right.
Well, like I told you, you already got a potato there with the sweet potato with marshmallows on it.
It also depends on the gravy.
All right, then the stuffing.
Too.
Yeah, definitely the stuffing.
If you have
a
shitty gravy, you can do stuffing, blah, blah, blah.
I do love mashed potatoes.
I can tell, like, pretty visually what gravy is going to taste like.
Yeah,
like, even stuff by, like, not salty enough or that, like, even if it looks good optically, I could just tell when something isn't seasoned correctly.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. It blows. There's nothing more disappointing than pouring gravy on turkey and it tastes like turkey.
I know. I hate that.
Nothing worse.
They just have water.
Yeah.
Speaking of turkey, where's turkey in all of this? Or is it just the turkey's
there? I think it's a sides battle.
Yeah.
Turkey's hosting.
Oh, it's a sides battle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to another question, huh?
Okay.
DJ Zingo wants to know, would you rather eat your favorite meal once a day for the next year or not have it at all for a year?
I think I could do the latter. I don't really have a favorite meal.
Yeah. Brendan, you would be dead.
I don't think I can go a year without pussy.
Hey.
If you ate cheeseburgers for a year.
You know what I'm saying?
You would die.
If I ate cheeseburgers for a year?
Burgers.
Yeah, of course.
You like burgers a lot.
Cheeseburgers.
Yes, I do like. I like myself a cheeseburger with the fries.
Isn't that everybody's favorite meal, though? Does anybody here have a favorite meal that would benefit them? Like health-wise?
No, mine's like pasta.
Just cedar plank salmon and steamed rice.
Yeah, dude.
Brown rice, obviously.
I like a fistful of brown rice with a steamed
I will say
chicken
this.
Breast
I'm always
and one
meats.
Broccoli.
You know what? I'll say this. One of my favorite meals is like Mexican food. I think I could eat tacos with guacamole every day.
I get Mexican.
Yeah, those aren't that bad for you.
Agreed.
Yeah. It would get so, you'd go crazy though. You'd be like,
no, tacos,
burger.
You got variation.
Tacos aren't great for you. That's a lot of carbs still.
No, I feel like a corn tortilla is better.
Yeah.
Are people,
I know the calorie count of every food. I'm
but
a white
okay.
Woman, so,
yeah. Now this is,
I know what's allowed.
Mission flour tortilla, 100 calories.
Yep. And they're carb low. Low carb. Low glycemic index. But or you could do a bowl.
Or you
could do a bowl. You don't need the... Yeah.
Or a quesadilla.
But it's got to be the same. It's got to be the same meal.
Then I get a... How about a... I bet you could get a... I could get a Chipotle burrito bowl every day because then you can get brown rice, you get pinto beans, you get the healthy stuff on it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty healthy. When I was in...
But that's not your favorite meal.
Right, that's what we're saying.
I do love that meal. What if I was at Side Splitters?
It's your favorite? If it was your birthday, you'd say, I want a Chipotle burrito bowl.
With a sensible brown rice, and I will take the grilled veggies.
Yeah, I always get the grilled
veggies. No sour cream.
And I want there to be a play place.
Can I tell you how stupid Chipotle is for not charging us for those grilled vegetables? They're losing money out the air. If you charge me 75 cents extra, I'm getting the veggies, all right?
Oh, sure. Wow.
They just reserve that. They just
go off, Rich Queen.
They just reserve it for the
Rich
vegans.
Queen. Sorry,
for the dumb vegan
Mike.
Idiots.
I didn't realize you had so much disposable income.
Wow.
Yeah.
Money Warbuckle over here.
Yeah.
Money Warbuckle? That's nothing.
No. You're thinking of Daddy Warbucks and Fatty Arbuckle.
And you combine
But it's just, to me, it was just a name to spread. It didn't have to have a certain reference to it.
It's like a roast battle line. Thank you, Money Warbuckle.
Yeah.
Or just a, yeah.
Like, that sounds like something.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like,
that sounds like
that's all roast battle.
I think I remember something that sounds vaguely like that. Arsenio.
This will be the
battle.
Thank you, Brendan Sagalow.
I'm not even there. They're all making fun of me.
I will say though, I feel
Brendan Sagalow line, dude. That took it over, man.
Insane, dude. I don't even know who that is.
You might have been one of the, you might have been one of the people to really parlay roast battle into something.
Yeah.
Because with Wildin' Out, that's kind of, it's still kind of roast battle. You know what I mean?
It's rhyming roast battle.
So it's really like that's the few people that were, everyone's trying to get on Jeff Ross's show when really they should have been trying to get on Wildin' Out.
I know, but yeah. No one thinks about the blacks.
There can only be one Highlander.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
There can only be one Jim Carrey in Living Color.
Yeah.
Yes, you and Jacob Williams.
Yep.
In Living Color, it is what Maddie calls going to work.
I saw Jacob Williams.
I will not participate.
Oh.
Let's cut that one out.
My phone is like...
blowing
up. My phone keeps suggesting racial slurs.
That's a way out of a bad joke.
Sorry.
Oh, shit, I'm so popular. Hold on.
Hold on. It's Amy Schumer.
Not again.
Stop interrupting. What did I tell you?
My phone keeps auto-correcting.
I'll go to your movie.
Okay.
Judd, I said I'll call you back.
I know you need a footrest, but... I'm working right now.
I'm also from Syosset.
A footrest.
You really are a polka dot ottoman.
Okay, speaking of Brendan's, this comes from Brendan Sargent. Which profession would you rather be? Police officer, fireman, or EMT?
What was the stank on the fire?
Fireman.
Yeah, you put some stank eye on fireman.
I put stank on words.
Did Jess used to date a fireman?
No, but everyone knows firemen are...
I will say...
hot as shit.
The answer,
I would love to be a fireman.
They're always just eating hoagies.
The answer for sure is fireman. You get to have, like Rachel Feinstein has a great bit, you just get to have sleepovers with your friends for most days of the week.
Yeah, that's the fucking best,
And you get to hang out at the firehouse.
You get a mustache.
Oh, dude, the firemen in my neighborhood literally block like traffic to park in the middle of the street to go shopping for their Sunday sauce every week. Like and they do it all in their outfits, so everyone's like gawking. Yeah,
the fire department down the street from me has been busted several times for cocaine distribution.
Really?
So they haven't eaten in like 8 years. But man, they efficiently step fires.
And efficiently once every year they're working.
Yeah, and also it's like police. And not only the PR nightmare of it, but it's also
pigar.
You're getting shot.
Yeah, and also people are you're just walking.
Wilding out, it's really affecting.
Yeah,
you.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm an ally.
Yeah. To whom?
Don't say that to Feeny's shin.
Oh.
It's a huge.
It starts glowing. It starts glowing. Angry, mad.
It's like ET's stomach. Yeah.
It's like Harry Potter's scar.
Activating.
I did that on the last one.
Activating.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Frisk.
The firefighter.
I liked it.
Thanks, Nicole.
I liked it.
Fire, Nicole.
I was just kidding about the pig thing. I was trying to be funny. I'm neutral. I can't read. firefighters, when they wear the pants and then the T-shirt,
tight blue T-shirt.
Pants. Yeah. Damn, with like the suspenders. Ooh, lady cum.
Oh, all of a sudden my pussy's burning.
Oh
my
God.
I need you to put your hose on it.
I'm getting the tingle.
There's a 3 alarm in my pants.
And they're like, actually a 3 alarm you could probably put out on your own.
Shut up, dude. Stop yucking our yum.
That's what they're saying about your pussy.
Oh, seriousness. Hey. That's Feeny's legs talking. No, but in all
seriousness,
there's
too many punchlines happening at once.
I know.
It's as if no one's headphones are on.
We're all
everyone is saying is taking We're, their own swings into the mic like this as hard as they can.
It's 100. We're going 100 miles per hour.
No, you know what this podcast is?
We're exclusively tagged people.
We're like racing in like a Ben and Jerry's. Doing the Papa shot.
Ben and Jerry's, he thinks.
Dave and Buster's.
Ben and Jerry's.
Sorry, Brendan's got ice cream on the brain.
We're like racing to taste all the different flavies.
Yeah, which is also
food.
Not Ben and Jerry's.
Is that
Baskin Robbins.
Oh, that is.
Oh.
Wait, Ben and Jerry's you can taste, though.
You can taste two.
Don't you dare try to pass off a rule for Ben and Jerry's without knowing a goddamn thing about
it. That and Van Leeuwen's both have a two-spoon rule.
I'm going in there and having three right now.
I dare you.
See,
I'll give you five. If you get more than two, I'll pay for it. How about that?
Done.
Promise.
Done. It's free.
Samples
are free.
Yeah, but then you're going to get an ice cream.
No, then I'll be full.
Oh, right. There you go.
You got to get an
sucker. And then you run away, trip on the way out, chip your own teeth.
Oh.
Ow.
I know. That makes him stop usually.
Yeah.
Teeth stuff.
EMT can be fun though. You get all the gossip.
Yeah, but you see some.
You see a lot of overdoses and rape.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait.
Yeah.
What is this? My weekend?
What is this? Comics Mohegan Sun? When are you going? When are you going to be?
See, there's 2 weeks.
And while you're out seeing us, you should check out the 5-star reviews. That was a bad one. That was a bad one. I'll give it that. But
you are like
I'm panicking.
A bear trying to figure skate.
Dude, my hands, I said this to Jess. I was like, I think my fucking arms are like slightly too longer for my body. They're constantly like bumping into shit. And
slightly
like...
too longer.
I was going to let that one go, but yeah, for sure.
Slightly longer
Maddie
than
really
they should be.
Up on the show, though.
Yeah,
he
she's
instantly in.
A lot of guests
do. Am I bombing or are we doing
fine? No, you're
No. Right. You know to pile on.
You're carpet bombing is what you're doing.
Yeah, the bush is coming back.
Yeah.
I like a bush.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
And so.
Eating. Do you eat pussy with
Maddie?
Yeah, I mean, with I'm not like asking my wife to be Demi Moore in Penthouse, but like I like the maintained, the lips nothing, and
yeah.
Then everything else
oh,
a little.
That's what I do.
Interesting. Like an afro.
Yeah. No, a little, you know,
a little intro.
A little ring around the green.
Rosie?
Yeah, a little ring around the Rosie.
Literally.
Ashes like that. To ashes.
I think that's about like a rash that went around killing everyone.
No, it's about the Black Plague.
Back in the day, though.
Okay.
The Black
Plague.
That
could be
kind of
described as a rash
it's
that went
saddest,
around killing
it's
everybody.
The saddest.
What?
Nursery of all time, ring around the Rosie.
Oh, I thought the saddest.
That is.
You have to hear, they keep your pocket full of flowers because of
the death smell.
The smell of death.
Damn.
Ashes, yeah. We all fall down. It was a
cold-blooded.
Pretty, I can't believe it caught on. I mean, what a terrible dystopia. Maddie, where can people find you?
Instagram, So Maddie Smith. Actually, all the media is So Maddie Smith. Tour dates, podcasts, live shows. You could catch me on VH1 and MTV2 probably right now, actually. Probably right now.
Right
it's
after
like you
ridiculous
do have one arm in this. It's
I
a very funny
I arm in. I don't know why I got nervous.
And that's not even your hurt one.
No, it's
you
not.
Look like you're about to snitch on a bunch of people.
I'm just autistic.
Why?
You never see those videos of like the people in the interrogation room that like put their, it's kind of like a running joke that they'll put their, when once you see the hands inside the shirt, they're going to snitch out on all their friends.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was like a known joke.
No.
I think that's
I saw it on Twitter
algorithm.
A bunch.
A bunch?
Yeah.
Or twice?
Twice can be a bunch.
Was it your
it
own
piece?
I would say three is a bunch.
No. Three is a few. Three
a bunch
four
is like
four?
Grapes.
Bunch is five
no.
plus.
Oh,
three,
five plus.
Yeah, three to five.
Maybe
is,
not a bunch.
You got a
then.
Couple, then three to five is a few, and then everything after that, we're going bunch.
Like I had a bunch of friends die.
Yeah.
You can be like, I had a bunch, three.
Yeah, like how many bananas come together?
And you're going to be bunch. At, you're going to be
I
at
a few
Comics
in
Mohegan Sun?
Yeah. Yes. Comics Mohegan Sun. When does this come out? This week?
Next week.
Next week.
Okay, so this weekend, 12, 15 to 17.
Woo!
Come, you guys come out, you guys.
You gotta come out.
I really want to see you out there.
And then where are you after that? Anywhere for New Year's?
Oh, I'll just be at New York Comic Con because I'm plateauing. And it should be fun. What about you guys? What are you guys doing for New Year's?
I'm glad you asked, fellas.
I'll be with Jim Norton at Levity Live doing four.
I'm just
going
to come to that.
Please.
Yeah. I got offered something and I don't want to do it.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so that'll be super cool. But also, if you guys again come see me, I'll be in Vegas at the Comedy Cellar in January. But come out to Indianapolis Helium January 15th. I'm doing a one nighter. Need everyone to show up. Indianapolis. If you're close to Indianapolis, if you're within a drive, Indianapolis, get your tickets right now. MikeFeeneyComedy.com. First time in that city. I want to have some people, preferably podcast listeners, come out, see the show. And let's go out drinking afterward. Let's show, ooh, show me Indianapolis.
Listen to that. Feeney will show you a good time.
No, I want to be shown.
Feeney's got meth on him.
Drinks on him.
The exact opposite. I want to be shown a good time. And I did that in Grand Rapids, and it was very fun. And so let's do that again in Indianapolis. Whoever comes out, let's fucking party, as long as you're not a fucking weirdo, dude.
They will be, dude.
They will be.
What are you doing? Putting your fucking...
Well, all Irish goodbye out of there. Yeah. They won't find
me. No, it'll be great.
Take a couple shots for free and then duck.
I'll never leave the trace.
Don't drop a...
Sorry, that's my friend.
Don't drop a pill. You got to ground it up. Make sure he doesn't see it. Yeah. Speaking of Green Rapids,
Green.
Oh, I bet
January
they're green.
27th and 28th, I'm going to be in Grand Rapids.
Look at that.
Listening room. And then February, I'm in Baltimore. I'm also in Toronto. I'm in Phoenix. I'm in Houston. I'm in New York, February 25th at Gramercy Theater. Tickets going. So buy the last ones. Like I said last week, I want fans of the pod to come. There's people that are fucking flying in, which is nuts.
That's gonna be
but
amazing.
If you're gonna drive, or if you're gonna see any show that I'm doing, it's a brand new hour from all my specials. Come out. It's gonna be packed. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait.
Do you know who's opening yet?
No. I might just walk out by myself.
Hell yeah. Whoa. Dude, have a camera nice. Follow you.
Yeah.
While the lights are still up?
While people are talking.
Prior style?
Yeah.
The theater's half full.
I kind of want
it's one person in there. You're like, where is everybody? What day is it? It's Christmas, sir.
You're like, well.
What day is it?
Yeah, you just turn into Alec Baldwin and fucking Glengarry Glen Ross. You're like, fuck it, I'm going anyway. They're like, we're not ready.
It's noon.
That's so funny. But yeah, come out to that.
Great.
Might be music. I might get music.
Music's cool.
Yeah.
Magic.
Music's a great opening.
Magic would be.
Yeah. Just have Harrison Greenbaum blow me off stage.
Yeah.
Before I fucking even get up there.
He would.
It's a baby.
He would bury you. Bury you. He just turns to dry ice that you walk out through.
With that Cirque du Soleil cage, dude. Hell he's got fucking effects.
I can't even imagine. How crazy that
it must be amazing. I kind of want to. I want to go out there. You should see it.
I would like
when you're
to.
Out there.
I would totally.
Well, maybe I would. We got offered that.
Have a residency
that.
In Vegas.
You and I.
What to go to the?
No, to go. Oh, I thought you did. Didn't he reach out to you, Barry?
Oh,
to open for that.
Oh yeah. I still don't believe that was real.
Oh,
the Barry Katz
thing. It was for you.
Yeah.
We got the same thing.
They offered me to open up the Cirque for like the Cirque du Soleil in Vegas. But what Harrison's doing, because they only have comics for a certain amount of time. But it's like, I mean, I'll be honest. Kind of sounds like a nightmare. It's like, it sounds like it pays incredibly well, but it's like, you got to go out after someone like
has to do this.
So you have to like someone puts like, you know, their fucking head behind their ear and then like swings upside down. And then you got to go out for 3 minutes and like do crowd work. It's like basically a warm up job in between some of the most fantastical, beautiful things you've ever seen. And it's got to be family friendly and kid friendly. And
tough.
I can't do it.
I remember I saw Fuerza Bruta, I think. Or
that was amazing.
Whatever's in Union Square.
Yeah. With the wall.
They play music too, right?
And the ceiling lowers it with all the water and they're like pounding. On
there
it.
Was
I
this
went to
guy.
See that twice.
Maybe I Disney? Didn't see Fuerza Bruta, but I saw something. But I saw a guy stack like 18 wooden, like old school chairs on top of each other. At the top of the chairs, he did a one arm upside down push up, climb back down like in a ballerina type thing, come down, throw his hair back, and like sing an acoustic song. And people were like, whatever.
You should
that was
that
not
guy open
Bruta.
For you at the Gramercy Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come for that guy.
Nicole, where can people find you?
I can Nicole also see Lyons on Instagram.
There you go.
Nicole C. Lyons. That's how I reference her whenever anybody asks me who does all of our amazing work. And I can't tell if Nicole really hates it or is okay with it.
I
push it.
I don't know about you. I just, I bill her name. I say her name I go, her name is Nicole Sea Lions. Her last name is Sea Lions.
I say she's like Luis J. Gomez. Like, that's how I hit it.
Oh, okay.
Homeless pig.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I said it. I didn't even realize. I didn't even like, put the Sea Lions
they're like,
thing
they're
together.
Like Nicole Sea Lions. And I'm like, who's your friend? Jimmy the Aardvark? I'm like, oh.
Where does she live? Marine World?
Yeah.
Where she live?
Marine World.
Wow. That's so crazy that just hit me.
Nicole, do you hate it? You hate me?
Yeah.
I don't hate you, but you kind of like invented this. Like, we talked about this. This was just like my Instagram handle because Nicole Lyons is taken.
That's
and
right.
Now you turned me into like a character.
Dude, I think it's
Nicole
cool.
C. Lyons.
Caricature more.
I also think it's just like a badass director name, Nicole C. Lyons.
I do think you should change it to Nicole S E A L Y O N S. So it's Nicole C. Lyons.
That's
a.
That would.
You gotta think about
would you consider doing that?
Nicole, you gotta think about your branding. I mean, listen, there's a guy out there making a great career. Who's half without a home,
Kanye.
And half a guy who sells who sells women of the night to people? You know,
save time. Just do it, Nicole. Picture of a sea lion.
Oh, homeless pimp. That's what you're.
Just
saying.
Just start sending start sending people a picture of sea lion. Just one sea lion.
That's your calling card. Like the Joker leaves the Joker.
No,
you leave a picture of a sea lion.
That's the light we illuminate into the sky when she needs to edit a clip.
The sea lion is working.
Sea lions are pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it sea lions or seahorses that the girl?
Seahorse. Seahorse.
Seahorse also can reproduce without, I think, right? They can reproduce themselves?
I think that's what Maddie was saying.
What did you say?
Before we said it already.
You guys already knew because every comic probably was like, I should do a bit about that.
There really is only one thing about the seahorse, and it is that the man gets pregnant. And then, and really, that's the only thing special about it. Once you get over that, they're not such hot shit.
once they just do...
In fairness, the horse only identifies as a man.
Yeah, right. Once they do the thing that no other species on the planet can do, once you get past that modern miracle, they're pretty much boring vanilla.
Hey, shit. That's not true. That's not true.
So it is true, you mean?
No.
Not true is a double negative, so it's true.
What you said, yeah.
It's not true.
Right.
It's not true. That's how I was saying it. Jesus Christ.
Not Jesus Christ.
I was agreeing with you.
Not Jesus Christ.
All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's do another question, I would say. Daniel DiCarlo.
Hola.
Love the pod. HTS. You're on a first date, and within 5 minutes, you realize you want to marry this woman.
Okay, every date with me.
How do you proceed to ensure a second date? Alternatively, within 5 minutes of a first date, you realize you want to never see this woman again.
That's
speaking
much
of
easier.
But want to get a one night stand out of it at least. Then ghost her. Well, I didn't see this going this way. How would you proceed to make that happen?
It's funny because I think this may be a battle of the sexes here, but I feel like, Maddie, if you met a guy and you're like, I never want to see him again, but I want to have a one night stand, I think it's as easy as you being like, let's get out of here and fuck, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that easy.
Sure.
A guy can't be like, I never want to see you again, but let's get out of here and fuck.
Yeah. You could say
try that.
You could literally say, hey, just a heads up, I never want to see you again, but I'd like to fuck for a minute.
Right.
And he'd be like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
Dudes more so. Yeah.
Wait, you're never going to talk about this?
Yeah.
But they'd actually, that right, would,
like, and I'm going to blow you too.
They'd be like, yeah, great. Yeah.
Wait, hey, split the check.
Is this December 25th?
Dudes can't really say that.
That comes off as rapey.
Yeah.
Also, it depends on the date. I will say something about the guy thinking he's going to marry her within 5 minutes. I don't know. That seems like a more personal issue for him.
Seems manic.
Yeah, manic.
Anytime someone is like, and then I forever thought this was going to be my wife forever. It's like, all right, well, you got fucking mental issues.
You got mental issues. You're like, you don't even know her.
That part, I'm a little, I don't know if I, what?
When you
don't you think if someone gets is within 5 minutes is like holy shit
that's a little crazy.
I thought you were saying I thought you said when anytime anyone is like I want to be with this person forever, I'm like, all right,
within five minutes. You get it, you have a wife, we're not
sorry.
He's in a committed relationship too, that's why I was kind of worried about him, because
a funny thing is I've seen Brendan fall in love 400 times in about 11 minutes.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never want to marry the bitch.
I just want to fuck around and ruin her life.
I just want to breathe heavily on top of her and lurch till she can't feel nothing.
I just want to get too attached.
She's dead.
And then take a long, long time to get over her.
I just want to sweat.
That seemed a little personal.
What?
Most jokes are.
I said, well, that one seemed a little personal.
Here's the scenario.
Boing. Anyway.
So if you want to ensure a second date, all you just do is be nice to her, right?
Yeah, and then, really, and then say this was great.
The only thing that you have to do to ensure a second date is ask questions.
Dude, I was just going to say that.
It's literally it.
When guys ask me questions, I'm like, dripping.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very easy.
With an affirmative sentence said every 10 sentences.
Literally.
You don't have to do shit. It's so fucking easy.
Anything. It's crazy when people are perpetually alone. It's like, oh, that's your own ego. You dumb, lonely person.
Yeah, you just don't give a fuck about anybody
else. You're too selfish to be with you can't even ask someone what they do. You're like, and then I do this, and I do this. I know what that's like because I did a thing once, and you're like, oh, you will die alone forever.
And then they're like, so I'm 35 and single.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't, it's just like, you can't find a good man.
Mm-hmm. 65-year-olds in comedy being like, you guys on the apps? I'm on the apps.
Yeah. I just find it so strange when you swipe on their faces and you feel like, all right, this feels like coming. And you're like, I hate that joke.
I would actually like to hear a 65-year-old's opinion on the dating apps than any open mic.
Yeah.
Really?
Like
a good one.
My dad is on Bumble.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like, I want to see a good 65-year-old comic.
He got ghosted recently. Oh, and it was literally like talking to one of my girlfriends.
Died?
Yeah.
Because of old?
He's a literal ghost.
You get it. Because of old?
Boo. Yeah. He got ghosted. It's like talking to one of my girlfriends. He's just like, I don't even know what to do anymore. Don't you think it's disrespectful?
Wow. So he's hung up on it?
Yeah, I said, you got to up your hotation and also not get attached, bitch.
Yeah.
He got super.
That's what's... That fucks old people.
Yes, it does.
They immediately get attached. They're probably super into the person just by the picture. Yeah. They're like, I never have to be alone again. Yeah. Like,
she has kids. I have kids.
To be fair, she was 19. So that's right. That's what makes it weird.
Maddie's friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
My father. She was 20.
Two girls.
He's 21.
Or have girls ever thought, like, said your dad was hot?
No, but I'll meet women who went to like high school with my dad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at funerals and shit like that. Dying.
Hanging at a funeral.
Like, you're a dad. Like, they think my dad's hand. Older women, like, really like my dad. He looks like Patrick Stewart, kind of.
Oh,
he's bald?
That's a good daddy. Okay.
He's like a zaddy kind of.
Is he tall and long?
He's actually like 5'7", but he's like a good hunk of a man.
Wow.
He's handsome for, you know, what it is. I mean, if I showed you guys a picture now, cock huge, massive, barely fitted in. But
it hurt me. I know that much. It
hurt my asshole.
It's not incest if it's your asshole.
Right. Yeah, that's what I've been saying to everyone.
That's a nest.
That's what I've been saying.
So I told them to listen to Caller Daddy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Some dating tips.
That's hilarious to picture. How old's your dad?
65,
maybe.
65, yeah. 65-year-old man, like, listening to, like, so then I, like, blew him behind the...
He might... That's, like... I don't know what happened with your mom, but like getting out of a long marriage like
that. She ruined his life. Keep going.
Perfect.
Heavily.
So I don't know what it's like to get out of a long marriage like that. But when you get out and you're single, you may as well be a time traveler.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Nothing's
because
the same.
Nothing is the same. Yeah. It's a brand new world. What the fuck is any of this? Shaved? Yeah. Like, what is this?
Shaved.
You know what I mean? Like, all the way to the base?
Any other-
what are we doing? Oh, you're tickling my asshole and I don't even have to feel ashamed?
You have a job?
This isn't the 70s anymore.
You can vote? Hold on. I know, because when he met my mom, it was like, oh, we're two people who live in Buffalo. We'll hang out with each other. And he's out there swiping.
Oh, and he's in Buffalo.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Fuck.
Talk about a shallow talent
pool.
Oh,
my.
Yeah.
God. Are there not a lot
Every woman's a hunter.
The amount of just fucking skin damaged rhino women.
Just fucking.
In fucking.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, in big, like super wide leg pajama pants in flip-flops in December with a fucking Garfield hoodie on.
I'm picturing the woman from Mr. Deeds that works at the restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A mole right fucking here.
Yep. Bleach blonde hair, thick ass fucking skin.
Hip replacement.
At age 30.
Damn.
I told him just don't date anyone. Just buy a house and fucking jack off.
Get what prostitutes.
Yeah, that's
true. He should do that. He should buy a house and get escorts.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I mean, I don't know if you guys are watching White Lotus, but that has made me want to just dive headfirst into high price escorts. They are unbelievable looking on that show.
The one tits.
Not in real life.
Hair, her tits.
Yeah. Unreal. Yeah. Unreal.
Unreal.
Jeez. It'd be nice to have just like $2,000 a pop, you know?
It is crazy.
And then beat it.
How much that is real.
Literally.
Like, that's crazy that Israel, it's like so untouchable for someone like me. That's like, all my prostitutes are going to look like pigs. Are going to look like crackhead pigs.
You're literally going to be banging yourself with a, like a fucking sideways.
Would you go to high school?
More pockmarks and scarring on the face.
Yeah, I like your freckles.
Like, where are your teeth?
Oh, they're in my mouth.
Oh, now that's something you haven't seen on TV is making out with somebody and their teeth fall in your face.
That's, that's
tough.
Your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
That's just Buffalo.
I think you
dude,
you dropped this.
Speaking of Buffalo, I made out with this girl in college named Addie. Addie.
Oh,
how about that? And we went to the same college, Geneseo.
Yeah, we did.
Way further apart. But I made out with her at this part at a what was that Sig Now was that
Sig
the
New.
Sig New was the big basement
Sig New.
And she had a pouch in and I like licked it up into my own mouth.
What Dude. Do you mean?
Like a tobacco pouch.
Really? Like a zing thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
And like we were just
Is it green apple?
It was something like that, weirdly enough. Yeah.
Always
it was like a
apple.
Powerful like it was like a woman version of what you do, I guess.
There's candy
this,
apple.
This version of whatever you guys do.
Dude, yeah. I almost truly threw up.
I almost didn't come.
Brutal. Yeah, no, I did.
That's nasty.
I said almost.
By myself later.
Right.
That is brutal, dude. I heard those things like when you put them in your mouth, because I've never done it. I heard it like hurts for a second.
Yeah.
It pops and hurts.
Can we have you try it on the podcast?
Oh.
Try a dip. Tobacco one
time.
I never
tried them.
So pouches
are easy, but he's got to do a long cut.
Dude, I've made it through a pouch successfully, but 100% of the 7 times I've done long cut, I've violently thrown up.
Long cut is what?
Is like the fucking actual shred of tobacco.
Yeah.
And it is like...
It stinks.
Dude, I used to smoke cigarettes. Like I smoke blunts. No more Dutch Masters, though.
How long?
Hey.
It's been 4 days.
Nice.
No, however, since when the U.S. lost to the Netherlands.
Yeah, 4 days.
Yeah. Or it was it?
Sunday,
yeah.
Monday, Tuesday. This is day 4.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Look at us. Or me. So
you'll be back.
But that, like, it is such a main line of tobacco into your system
that it
becomes too much immediately.
You know what it is? It's cold brew concentrate.
Yeah.
It's
tobacco cold brew.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
I dated a guy who did those Zen pouches, and he'd like play his Switch like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just spit it into
everybody
a
who I ever knew who played baseball dipped.
Just dude, somebody talking. My dad swallowed a long cut pouch, or not a pouch, a long cut ball in the ShopRite.
God.
When he was just standing there for so long, and he thought it was going to be a quick in and out. We were just waiting forever on this line, and he just went. just fucking stared the lady down. The lady was like,
"Oh,
like just continued it." And I think he may have thrown up in the parking lot.
Sure.
But that, like, he had just old school constitution where he could just force himself not.
My roommate in college dipped, and I can smell like that. Like just seeing the skull tin, I can smell it right now.
Oh, me too. Yeah, 100%. And the fucking disgusting. The amount of times I've almost drank just Poland Spring.
And he always had the long cut. He was like, pouches are for pushies.
I used to drink that.
Probably has no enamel.
My mom smoked, and she would ash into the cup while she was driving. And I'd so many times when I'm in the passenger seat, just like grab it and drink it.
Been there, sister.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Ew. All right, we got time for one or two more.
Okay. Yeah. A little too much trauma for one episode.
Trauma bonding.
Justin K.R. Column.
Hey, a lot of names.
Too many.
Here's the scenario. You must be addicted to one hard drug and suffer the withdrawal from it to gain your current life back. Think heroin, opiates, Adderall, meth, crack, not coke, Xanax, barbiturates, and anything else at that level.
Mm. So you have to get addicted to it and then
go through the withdrawal.
Oh my God. Mm. Well, I've heard that. Isn't the hardest heroin and meth? Aren't those the two hardest to like in terms of withdrawals? I think heroin.
They're the most
pharmaceuticals and barbiturates are.
Oh yeah, Oxy
that's
and stuff
so
is pretty bad. Nicole, look
so
up what the hardest
Xanax
drugs to wean
like
off of.
Taking
are.
A bunch of my friends out. That shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Especially with withdrawals and shit.
Yeah, painkiller. And he's also
bad.
Like painkiller. Any Oxys and stuff. That's really bad too. Yeah.
You have to have
a
guided detox.
But isn't,
and then watch comedy on Friday night.
I wish.
Yeah.
I wish there was a way though where you could actually. Like the challenge of beating heroin sounds cool to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like just like taking that on as an Olympic event.
Right.
Like I want to do heroin, get hooked, and then beat that shit just to tell heroin to suck my dick.
Right. Like if during the recovery I knew it was a challenge.
Heroin and prescription.
Yeah. Yeah. If I knew I can do this.
That's number one. Heroin and painkillers is number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do
sucks,
heroin because it sounds awesome to do.
Yeah. It sounds like the most fun
right?
to do.
My friends were like taking Xanax
three.
In high school. My friends were like all on Xanax in high school. Yeah. I can't imagine. They were fucking kids, dude.
That's so
they were kids bad. Walking around like, up on,
I don't
on
feel
Xanax.
Anymore, man.
I definitely
life's hard for a teenager, it turns out.
I definitely grew up around some Matt's kids hard. Who did that heroin.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Brutal.
But I don't think I knew anybody who, like, I don't know if I mean, maybe they were, but I don't think I knew anybody who was, like, shooting it. I think they were just, like, snorting
smoking
it.
Speaking of Geneseo, one of my roommate came home from, like, hanging out at home I'm not going to say, but it's a town in upstate New York that's kind of close.
Yeah.
And he came home from the weekend, and I'm like, oh, dude, how was your trip? Did you have a good time back home? And he's like, man, I snorted heroin on Friday.
Oh,
God. I was like,
how was it?
Yeah, I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I thought it was just like a line of coke and I did it. And they were like, oh, and told him like as he was doing it. And then
get ready
like,
for the best goddamn ride of your life.
Yeah. And then the worst.
You take down your Pulp Fiction poster. You're putting your Pulp Fiction poster up. He's like, and then I thought it was heroin.
Can I say this? Can I say this with absolute,
hilarious.
With absolute unwavering ignorance? I think I could do heroin once and not get addicted.
Sure.
I couldn't.
I've had it in my ecstasy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
It's already inside us.
It was.
Oh, God. That's just this whole thing is just, I'll try this because I've been jonesing to have it again ever since.
Yeah.
Dude, those ecstasies were the best and probably largely in part due to the heroin.
Yeah.
Because you
either get the heroin
like
one or you get the meth
down.
One. It's either, if you've done ecstasy, you've done heroin and or meth.
I used to,
Transformers, dude.
I'm such an ecstasy hack.
That's
I love laying in blankets and like literally rubbing the fibers the entire time.
Oh, dude, one time I pet my cat until there was no more fur.
It was just dead.
There was no more cat.
Yeah. I pet him to infinity.
That's the best. Having like deep conversations with people and being like, nah, you're so cool, bro. I love you, man. You know?
It is strange, though, because it's like most of the time I'd ever done it was always at like, you know, very stereotypical at like EDM shows and stuff like that. And it just, there's just an energy of not only the music and the beat, but like so many other people are on it as well, that there's just this unwavering, and I've talked about this so many times, of all the concerts and festivals that I've gone to, or all music genres, a lot of times like you get bumped into at a metal concert and people are like, what the fuck, yeah, man? You bump into someone at an EDM and you like apologize and hug them and compliment their sweater and then walk away.
Oh, sorry,
like,
dude, what's your name, bro? Yeah, what's your name?
Dude,
man?
I fucking love everything you got going on here.
Yeah, well, hey, peace. Peace and love,
peace,
man.
Love, peace and love.
Yeah, it's very strange, but I feel like
feels
if we
good.
Were...
I never did ecstasy.
It's terrifying.
Have you done Molly?
To come down from.
No.
No shit.
No. Well. I'm new to drugs and stuff like that.
All right. Do you have any plans to do Molly?
Only if you guys are asking.
Yeah. All right.
Now, dude,
second
I don't
hour
I,
of the show. Starting now.
I don't think I'll ever do it again now with fentanyl.
Yeah.
It's just,
I know that shit scares me.
I'll do acid till the day I die. But like I'm done with like pills and powders and all
freaky.
That shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
More a liquid guy.
But you're not.
No, you're not.
That's what acid is. It's like a
it's paper, right?
I mean, that's not the paper.
I've only taken paper. Right. Yeah. But it's the drop on the paper. But I've only taken it through paper.
Yeah, but it's drop on paper.
I know.
So you're more an ingesting guy.
Right.
Sure, yeah. Smoking, really.
And edibles.
Yeah.
Edibles. And you don't drink.
I like edibles.
So.
Yeah, edibles are the best. Let's do one more question, because we are really at the end of the Patreon ones. So I think, we got two left. Well, okay. Destry Williams. If you were a dragon, what would your horde be? All right. Well,
I don't know what that
we
means.
Got a little
that
bit
means.
Of a
that's my name on
fucking
Peloton.
Nerd.
Dragon cannon.
On Peloton?
What would your horde be?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm not a dragon.
If you were
a
dragon,
nerd.
What would your horde
loser.
Be?
Are we LARPing right now?
What would be the name of your Dungeons & Dragons character?
I don't even know. So what are the names?
Innkeeper's wife.
Is it like,
picture yourself. Mordor. Middle Earth.
Yeah, is it like Mork, Dust of the Child? Or is that like, are
maybe.
Those the names? Or
maybe.
What are they?
What's a horde?
Dust of the Child.
Maybe a dragon horde is just like the call to the word that makes it kill everyone. Because in Game of Thrones, there's like...
Thrones.
Did I do that?
Yeah, you did.
I never roll my...
In Game of
Thrones. That's one of the Game of Thrones. Can I tell you, that's like one of like the things in my life I desperately want to be able to do and just have never been
ride
able
a dragon.
To do.
Yeah. No.
Roll my
Game
R's.
Of Thrones?
Roll
oh.
your R's.
Oh. Can't roll them. The only thing I could do is get saliva in the back of my throat and go...
Yeah. What's a word that
burrow.
We can ask him
burrow.
To say?
Burrow.
But it's just that's
burrow.
Back here. My burrow. Tongue isn't moving.
Burrow.
Go burro.
Burro.
Now do it heavier.
Burro.
Burro.
Oh, I can do it.
Burro.
Look at me.
Just get stuck.
Burro.
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 Burro. Burro.
I'm so upset.
Bruno.
It's
Bruno.
It's the only thing I've ever wanted to know how to
are
do.
Are you good at kind of
Bruno.
Some of the best. I learned all I got from American Pie.
You're just going
the reverse
dart
twister.
Stamping.
No, remember there was the whole playbook.
Oh,
like reverse,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
They were like, I call this the reverse tornado.
And
or
if that
like
could
that.
Get Tara Reid's numb sludge to move,
and the hottest woman, Shannon Elizabeth.
Which one's Shannon Elizabeth?
The hot woman, Nadia.
Oh, Nadia.
A
dime.
Yeah. Oh, that scene, dude, when she gets undressed in his room.
And he comes.
Oh, and that
ooh,
revenge porn rape scene.
That is a
problematic.
Revenge scene rape what? Porn.
Oh, with the camera.
Yeah.
But I know
revenge
it's a movie.
Porn.
That's why it's hot. I know it didn't actually happen, so I'm still a hero and an ally, okay?
That's why he's a big faux-cest guy.
I love. Is that what it's called? Faux-cest?
F-A-U-X.
Like the, when you go
what's
on
that?
Like, it's like the brother.
Oh, that's stepsister, horn. Stepbrother.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, here's the scenario. It's Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers, Robert Kelly, and Eric Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com.
Now we're gonna look at that next time.
Yeah, we're gonna look deep into Mike's hard drive, and if he's not here, he's in prison serving out, I'm sure, a substantial sentence.
I have a good lawyer.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.